You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
It's a different space in terms of business, but I can only imagine that a CEO, much like Bulelani was here on the show, CEO outlook would probably raise very similar concerns, opportunities, and priorities. My next guest, Ignatius Sehule, who's the CEO of KPMG Southern Africa and Chairman in Africa, is here to talk to us about a survey, the Outlook survey from KPMG for 2024, the first of its kind being launched in Africa by KPMG, giving us some perspective from over 130 CEOs from South, East, West African regions. And this is on the back of the global KPMG CEO Outlook Survey, which is now in its 10th year, conducting interviews amongst over 1,300 CEOs across 11 markets. Ignatius, welcome to Kaya Biz. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you very much for inviting me, and good evening to you and to your listeners.
Absolutely. Ignatius, maybe let's just start off with the impetus. What prompted KPMG to hone in on Africa this particular year?
Well, KPMG Southern Africa has merged with KPMG East Africa and West Africa into one firm. So we currently do things together, and you know, prior to now, it's just been Southern Africa, and now our colleagues are on board, and we now cover those areas.
Fantastic. Some of the key findings or areas that CEOs were identifying, or certainly in the key findings that were highlighted in the report, I thought were interesting the week after Global Ethics Week, insofar as we've been speaking about ethics across the world, Global Ethics Day, last week. And that seems to be at the forefront of what many CEOs are considering. Help us understand how they're navigating that.
Yeah, I think it came very strongly, the ethical dilemma when it comes to generative AI, the implementation thereof and the managing thereof. And what makes things even more complex is the acknowledgement of the inadequate technical proficiency that exists as far as generative AI is concerned, and also regulatory void. I mean, there's not much, there is some regulation in Europe, there's not much regulation here, and there doesn't seem to be much in the pipeline of in terms of regulation in general on AI. The AI just makes it even that much more to be able to use people information for various ends. But what is interesting is that at least 61% of the CEOs are promising substantial investment in cybersecurity in order to control, in order to protect the operations and intellectual property of their organization. So that is a little bit of hope in terms of how they will navigate this ethical dilemma, because they actually don't want information to go into the wrong hands.
For sure. And in addition to technology and generative AI, the other three top risks that they highlighted were talent, ESG, and geopolitics. On the talent side, let's start there. Is this a sense of not being able to find it, or is it around diversity, equity, inclusion, or what were the key areas that were risks there?
It's both. Diversity, equity, and inclusion is still on the top priority for CEOs, but also they're finding that for experienced hires that retire, they're finding it more and more difficult to find succession for those people, because they are not skills in the market to be able to match, even if it's a lot inexperienced, but the skill being there to match the people that are retiring. But also, I mean, when you talk about AI and the inadequate technical proficiency,
yes,
there's a mismatch in terms of, you know, we've got a lot of unemployed graduates. There's a mismatch in what people are able to get in our different universities compared to what business needs.
Mm.
And there's very a lot of the graduates that are working out there without jobs do not have STEM, the so-called STEM subject in their curriculum. And I think as government we need to stop because, you know, and education in South Africa is heavily subsidized. We need to stop subsidizing these degrees that do not match the requirements of the job market. And we need, to make STEM subject much more compulsory in these degrees.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that everybody has got to have a degree that has a STEM subject. But if you go the degree route, you better go that route. But there's many other job seekers that could fit themselves in anywhere. One of the things that we did badly as a country is we closed technicals and trade schools and whatever, and
yes,
we don't have we don't produce welders, we don't produce plumbers,
artisans
and boiler makers, all of those kind of things. So I'm not saying everybody's going to go out there and be an engineer and a scientist or whatever, but there's many other technical skills that we need that might not be at a degree level, but even those we don't have.
Ignatius, I would add to that, not just university students on the STEM side, but certainly even starting out in secondary schooling, even primary schooling, as many of our competitors in the world for the global, in terms of the global workplace are already doing so. Children in Japan, children in China, they're on the computer from primary school, very early primary school. And it's not necessarily that you're going to turn into an engineer. It's not that you're going to necessarily turn into a computer technician. But the point is, as you rightly said, in terms of the top risk that CEOs have identified, which is technology and generative AI, we're going to have a proficiency in understanding and being able to speak the language of AI in the workplace within the next 3, maybe even 2 years. And we'll otherwise be left behind. And then onto ESG. I mean, I think never a more important time in South Africa or in Africa in general than now to be focused on it. I think sometimes the E falls away for as long as we can see profit. And I'm thinking about this from the electric vehicle value chain that is creating a boom in particular mining. I don't think we're thinking about the environmental impact because we're chasing the profits from nickel and cobalt and the like. And of course, social is always of importance and governance. So which ones of those seem to be the highest pressure to CEOs that you heard from?
Yeah, I think just as a comment on what you're saying about the EVs, I mean, EVs is a very difficult discussion because when you take it from end to end, you actually wonder how clean that energy is, given the damage that's been downstream, because, you know, all of the mining and everything, and if you go to get an EV in South Africa, for instance, and there are EVs already, I mean, you need to go charge it. And what sort of energy are you charging it with? From coal. No, so it's I'm not saying it shouldn't be done. I mean, I'm an advocate for that, but in the process, we need to be cleaning up to ensure that our EVs actually get cleaner. But the big thing that came through is the CEOs are acknowledging that a lot of them are saying that they're not going to meet the 2030 net zero commitments that they made. I mean, that is unfortunate. That is bad news. But it's not as bad compared to. Remember the ESG, the S and the G, and we tend more to focus on the E because that's what mostly people are punting around. But I would argue that in Africa, the S is our biggest problem. You know, you spoke about now that we shouldn't be leaving everybody behind with this AI. But if we're not taking people out of poverty, if we're not giving people access and access to the kind of education we've been talking to now, you know, ENG are going to fall by the wayside because we won't have the resources and people to do it with. So I think we better pay attention to the S to ensure that the world doesn't leave us behind, and then we have to play catch up as we've been over the decades. So S for me is something that we need to really, really put our minds together to ensure that we really give people access and take them out of poverty, because the way that things are in this economy and in the continent is just not sustainable.
Agreed. Specifically in a business context. Ignatius Sehole, thank you so much. CEO of KPMG Southern Africa and Chairman in Africa.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.